You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kind of Funny Games Daily for Friday, August 7th, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Greg, my name is no longer Blessing. You shall now refer to me as Strawby, because that is the bug snack that I have been assigned from the Instagram filter.
That is right, everybody. The bug snack's Instagram filter has been posted. Full disclosure, it was created by my wife. She sat here for many weekends learning how to make face filters and did it for obviously Pop Agenda working with Young Horses on Bugsnacks.
That's awesome. Yes, which Bugsnack are you?
I'd rather not talk about that. Oh. I'd rather not talk.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen.
I gotta find this.
Do you really not know this?
No.
Oh yeah, go to my Twitter or my Instagram. We'll go to Twitter because there's even more there. But I have like a 16 video thread of me trying to get Buffalo Locust and just failing over and over again. So I just gave up. I don't have a bug snack. Bug snacks do not identify as Greg Miller, apparently, because clearly I am the Buffalo Locust and that's what I should be, but I'm not. So I refuse to be Rudel. There's like a sad sandwich I popped up as at one point. I don't even know who that is. I don't even know what's happening. So yeah,
according to this first video, you are a Rudel, which looks like a carrot, and I'm not sure what the pun is there. Because, of course, like, Bugsnacks have different puns to what they're called. So, like, a Strawby is like a strawberry.
Sure.
And I don't know what
Rudel's like a root vegetable, I guess.
Oh, that would make sense.
Does it make sense? Because, Kevin, I'm sorry, I know you're more biology than plantology, but are carrots root vegetables?
Yeah, yep, right? yep. Yeah, they are. Totally.
Make sure, okay. Because yeah, they grow into the ground.
I'm eating bad cream cheese. Give me 1 second.
So the second one you have, you're a flapjack.
Okay, Blessing. No.
You're a flapjacker rack.
Blessing, I understand you've worked here 8 months now. You're not even going to acknowledge that statement from Kevin. I'm
used to it.
I'm eating bad cream cheese, and then he just cuts all away.
That's Kevin. Like Kevin can say literally anything on the other side where he's at, and I'll just be like, all right, yeah, that makes sense. Sure, that sounds about right. That lines up. Kevin's always running into the show late. Kevin's always out of breath when we're starting the show. Kevin's always sweaty.
Kevin's always eating some kind of breakfast.
Always has a Roomba on in the background.
There is no agreed on like time for the show to start. All right,
10 a.m.
Well, yeah, where are we? It started at 10 a.m.
Oh yeah,
I've hosted twice this week because it's just been a crazy week, and like both times it was like I texted you the one day of like, are you running this show? Because it was like
I don't know why you're freaking out. Yeah, 9:55 is usually when I connect. Well, you want to be hanging out with me 10 minutes beforehand?
Yeah, start connecting at 10 minutes before, and then be in standby 5 minutes before.
Kevin, you can stick to 5 minutes for me when I'm hosting. I'm okay with not.
No, fuck this shit. I don't do multiple different things for different hosts. 9:50 is when we're connecting now. Congratulations to Greg.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Greg. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about, so we really shouldn't waste any more time. I'm not even going to bring up the fact that Blessing's wearing the shirt that makes me uncomfortable because he looks too good in it. You know what I mean? This burgundy thing, I don't like it because he looks too good. Where are you interviewing? What is the job interview after this? Is Belinda finally getting you over to Ubisoft? What's happening?
Listen, it rhymes with G4. No, that's what it's called. Crap, that's the actual name.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about Rocksteady's next game officially being Suicide Squad. COD having an announcement soon. That's Call of Duty. And Apple is the xCloud problem, because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames with your questions, comments, concerns, your squad up requests, and everything under the video game sun. Of course, while you're on Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, funny games. Don't forget, you can get every episode of the show ad-free and with the exclusive post-show right there on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every weekday to get it free of charge. You can even watch us record it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screwed up so we can set the record straight. Housekeeping for you. Yesterday on Twitch, we played Fall Guys live. It was Nick's first time ever playing. That is currently up on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. So if you miss party mode, go over there and give it a million views so everybody can say, hey, Tim, why'd you cancel party mode? On top of that, this afternoon, we are streaming the Avengers beta. That's right. Originally, they said, oh, it's going to be 9 p.m. And we're like, that sucks. That screws up everybody's content plans. And then they said, ha, fooled you. It's actually happening. So the beta is live. We'll be playing at 2 p.m. Pacific, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can look for that Sunday on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed Mohammed, a.k.a. Momo, Blackjack. Today, we're brought to you by Hims, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be a jam-packed Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
Kevin, real quick too, if we can put all the jokes aside about you being angry about the 10 minutes before, how bad was the cream cheese?
Greg, it tasted like eating butter that had been mixed with sand. I was something is really wrong here.
No.
And how deep did you get into this bagel before you stopped?
I got two bites.
I was on my last bite.
The first bite, I was like, maybe this new bagel place I went to is weird. They got weird dusty bagels, you know?
Sure.
The second bite was like, no, that was definitely the cream cheese part. And that's, yeah. I asked Paula, hey, man, is there any chance this cream cheese expired? And that's when you guys were like, oh, is carrot a root? And it's like, God, fuck, yeah, it's a root, you know? And yeah. I'm waiting to hear their response to see if I don't know. I'm lactose intolerant. Like, I don't know if cream cheese gone.
You roll the dice every day.
Yeah. Like, it could be real bad for me right now. I'll keep you updated.
Thank you very much. Number one, Rocksteady's new game is officially The Suicide Squad. Kevin, I have a tweet thrown up. There it is. You see it right there. It says, target locked, hashtag DC Fandom - August 22nd, hashtag Suicide Squad game.
Has someone told Barrett?
Yes, of course. If you look at the image here, or maybe you're an audio listener, you can't see it. The way it is being teased is Superman looking back over his shoulder, very dark silhouette of Superman with the Suicide Squad crosshair logo over his head. Kevin, if you have the ability and want to zoom in, the big thing, of course, is that Superman's eyes looking purplish. And I've seen people say blue. I say purple. And then on top of that, he has like the discoloration around his eyes, leading me to believe that the thrust of this game is going to be the Suicide Squad having to take down the Justice League. Who has gone rogue. I say, I'm saying stuff like Eclipso. People have been saying Starro. There's a bunch of different DC villains that could obviously take over the Justice League. Some people are saying this looks like Bizarro. Don't believe them. My thought process there being, of course, that, okay, cool. If it's just Bizarro, Superman would handle it on his own. Why we need the Suicide Squad? This has got to be a threat that compromises the entirety of the Justice League. Other people, I saw Tam and Barrett having a conversation. Talking about being, the Injustice League or whatever from the other universe, Ultraman and all that jazz. The idea there, and as Barrett pointed out, that was like the Lego DC supervillains storyline that came out not too long ago. Tam, of course, countered with, I'm sure if Rocksteady had an idea and came in, you know, ready to go on it, they'd be fine for it, which is also true. However, there's a lot more to talk about on this. This is the official announcement. Fandom, of course, is DC Comics' 24-hour streaming event, their Comic-Con that they're doing here on August 22nd. Let's go instead, though, to Eurogamer, where Tom Phillips talked about this in June. I'm going to read that story again to give more context to all this. A list of leaked domain names has set internet tongues wagging that Rocksteady, developer of Batman Arkham Asylum, is working on a game centered on DC's Suicide Squad. The domain names popped up yesterday on Reset Era, where fans noted that they were registered to a company connected to Warner Brothers. Eurogame understands this to be correct. I've heard that one particular phrase registered as a domain, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.com, is a contender for the game's final title, and a good summation of what you can expect Rocksteady's next project to be about. Other domains registered include SuicideSquadGame.com and GothamKnightsGame.com. Gotham Knights refers to the unannounced Batman game currently in development at Batman Arkham Origins Studio, Warner Brothers Montreal. Both projects are set to be teased at Warner Brothers' upcoming DC Fan Dome event in August, Eurogamer understands. So right there, check mark, that's correct. Expect to see a little of Gotham Knights, which, while unannounced, has been continually hyped via various Court of the Owls hints for more than a year. Expect to see very little of Rocksteady's Suicide Squad, which is further off from launch. Both projects are being developed for next-gen consoles. Eurogamer has contacted the publisher, Warner Brothers, for comment. Obviously, that was in June. We never got anything from there. You can take that then, I think, apply that to this, that this sounds right on in terms of what the rumor is going to be. Yes, it is a Suicide Squad game. Kill the Justice League makes sense if we have a target on Superman's head. Jason Schreier popped up on Twitter just as we were going live and said this. Some added context for today's announcement. WB Montreal was working on a Suicide Squad game until it was canceled in late 2016. At some point, end of 2016, 2017, these all have question marks on it, Rocksteady started theirs. The game will be teased at DC FanDome, but I wouldn't expect it for a while. Blessing, Eddie Oye Jr.
Greg.
Lots happening, all happening fast. Some of it rumor and speculation. Some of it rumor and speculation that has turned out to be true. Thus, this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I think if you've paid attention to shows, Reset Era, podcasts from other people, podcasts from us, Suicide Squad has been an open secret for a while.
Yes.
That Rocksteady's been working on this or whatever. From this art, from the fact it's going to happen here in August, all these, it's Rocksteady finally new. Where are you with this announcement?
I think it is interesting that they announced it this way. Like, after all, like, it's been 5 years since the last Rocksteady game, and they're announcing this one through a tweet. I find that to be very interesting.
The five-star man writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, happy KFGD crew. Nope, happy Friday, KFGD crew. Why do you think Rocksteady, after years of silence, would reveal Suicide Squad with a tweet, especially since it will be shown at DC FanDome in a couple weeks? I've been looking forward to this announcement for so long, and this just feels anticlimactic. You agree, Bless?
I agree that it feels very anticlimactic, and I expect it to be a thing of, hey, we're DC. We have DC FanDome coming up. We want to hype up this event as much as possible. Hey, Rocksteady, we know you have your game. We know you want to announce your game. Let's make a deal where you guys get to announce your game at DC FanDome. But leading up to it, we want you guys to actually reveal what it is so people can have something to be excited for DC FanDome. And people can be able to tune in and know that you have something there. Yeah. I expect that that's what this is. And I think 100%. That makes sense.
Yeah, this is all marketing. I'm surprised at all that it happened this way. I think that for me personally, and I would imagine, maybe I'm talking out of turn, but I imagine for most of the audience and the video game populace, DC FanDome went from, what? It's a what thing? It's 24 hours? Okay, whatever. And like Jim Lee's showing drawings of this virtual space. What? Like, it just went from a thing that's happening to a thing you can't miss. Like a thing exactly. We're going to all tune in for this. Like, this is, I don't think anticlimactic at all. It leaves us with a bunch more questions. It leaves us with a whole bunch of shit to discuss off of this one image, this one announcement, this one rumor. But I think it makes sense to then have you driven to one point. Plus, how many fucking times, even this summer, have we seen something get leaked because just somebody in another territory pushed a button at the wrong time? Cuphead is the most recent example, right? Where they're trying to do something clearly stealthily. They're going to announce it with Jeff. It's going to be great. And then the day before PlayStation. Yeah. Fucking PlayStation accidentally touches a button somewhere and boop, here he is on the store. And it's like, fuck. Like, that's exactly what would have happened here if you waited any longer. And again, wait any longer. I saw a lot of people going around the fact that they're like, okay, cool. Like, it's not even anticlimactic that it got announced this way. It's anticlimactic that it got announced. Like, we've known this is happening. We've known this is going. Like, this has been an open secret in the industry that this is going to be the next game from Rocksteady.
Yeah.
I think it makes perfect sense to drive to FanDome. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was saying that also probably lends this to making actual sense, right? The fact that we pretty much already know that Rocksteady's working on a Suicide Squad game. So for them to come out and actually say it and for them to point to where we'll actually see it, I think makes sense. And yeah. I think is the most reasonable thing for them to do in this case. Still, like, feels somewhat lackluster in terms of, oh man, this is Rocksteady's next big game. We all kind of have an idea of what this game might be, right? The rumors have all pointed to it being more so of a games as a service kind of game as opposed to a traditional Batman, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Knight kind of game, which is really interesting. I'm very excited to see how they touch on that if they do at DC FanDome, which I think they kind of got to, right? They don't want people to have the wrong idea. I feel like if they don't, people might have the wrong idea of it coming out. And like with this type of game, I don't think you want to do that, right?
Here, well, I mean, I guess it really comes down to how much, what do we mean exactly by touching on it, right? Mm-hmm. It's because it's this idea that I imagine what you're going to get is a teaser trailer, right? That will be probably, I think it's going to, and this is me going off of what people are saying here and what Trier's saying about like how, what the actual timeline has been. And then, you know, just in general, the scuttlebutt I've heard about what WB Montreal is working on, what they've been working on, the time when you start trying to lay out timelines, right? I think that it's going to be, and I, because I saw people, you know, write in for questions that didn't make the show exactly. They're like, oh man, like, oh, I can't believe this is going to, we're going to know more about this than we do about WB's Montreal's game. I'm like, not only that's going to happen, I think both are getting announced at FanDome. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get way more on WB Montreal, and I think that's going to be way closer. But I think the trailer for this is probably going to be a minute or less. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be quick shots of Harley running, King Shark running. They're all coming at different things, and then they're all getting knocked back or whatever. And it is evil Superman sitting there floating, purple eyes, right? Maybe a star on, star on his face, star on his chest, or just anybody there, Eclipso there, you know, screwing with his mind or something like that. I think it's going to set up the stakes and give you a glimpse at who the cast is, but I don't think it's going to. Maybe if you're lucky, you get that, and then a press release is also has a paragraph of like, the next game from Rocksteady that's coming to next-gen consoles, and it will be, you know, three-player co-op and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I expect. I don't expect to see any sort of gameplay or any sort of, like, deep dive into this game whatsoever. But I do expect for the trailer to be somewhat some of what you're describing of, like, oh, yeah, Harley Quinn and, I don't know, Poison Ivy's on Suicide Squad. Poison Ivy,
traditionally,
maybe.
No, but I think they can play with whatever they want here. Like, if you want to get into a whole bunch of different things, this is a great conversation. I'm so fucking happy to be able to talk about a DC comic game, but I have plenty of thoughts on it. I think that the roster for Suicide Squad, if it is a game as a service, as the rumors seem to be, is going to be unlike the normal roster. Yeah. I think there will be normal people. I do think you'll have a Deadshot on there. I do think you'll have a King Shark on there. I do think you'll have that kind of thing on there. But I don't think it's going to be anchored just to it. Like what I was talking about today in my tweet thread about all this, right, was, I imagine to make people like myself happy or whatever, that it would be that if something is controlling the minds of the Justice League, you have other Justice League members who didn't get taken over on the Suicide Squad. They team up and you have the option to use them. And this is, again, talking out my ass. Who knows how this game's going to actually play, how many characters you have. But if it's games as a service, I'm imagining something like Avengers where it is we're adding to the roster nonstop, right?
And that makes so much sense, right? Like if you start off with, say, four characters, right? Harley Quinn.
You start off with Deadshot, the core Suicide Squad.
With the core Suicide Squad. And then over time, like year two, year three, you start getting in to like crazier characters. Add Joker in there. Add like insane characters that people look at and go, oh, snap. All right, they got this person in this game. I got to try this out.
My hope would be too, right, of like, as I talked about on Twitter, is like, as you beat the leaguers, like, right, like they clear their mind that they can come be on the team too. So it is like this Justice League Suicide Squad thing that is building towards fighting whoever the main villain is to take them down. So
that actually makes me really excited.
And I think it all builds to a battle with Superman, who is the final guy, who then at the, you know, you beat him and he's too exhausted to help you. And then it is you versus Starro, Eclipso, whoever the fuck it's going to be like that.
All that gets me very excited for a game that, upon hearing the rumors and upon seeing this tweet, I for one, like, this isn't necessarily what I would have wanted from Rocksteady, right? The studio that did the Arkham games, like, they're known for how good their third person single player action games are. They're known for how good their story is. They're known for how good their Batman games are. For them to pivot to Suicide Squad, which as a property isn't as exciting as Batman or even Justice League, right? Like as a property, even if you imagine this got greenlit around the time that the movie was ramping up, the movie was coming out, right? Like that.
Well, you figure, clearly there's been a gestating idea to get behind Suicide Squad, right? Yeah. Where if it was that WB Montreal was working on a Suicide Squad game that got canceled in 2016. And then, late 2016, 2017, that's right around the time Suicide Squad, the movie, is building up to 2016. Remember, that's when they relaunched the comic book. I really do think that, and I mean relaunched, they just renumbered. But for Suicide Squad as a property, I really do think that DC was making a push when they were trying to get this DCEU off the ground to get it going and have a thing. And Suicide Squad was going to be a pillar. And then the movie came out and everybody fucking hated it because it was an abortion. It was awful. And so then you get to this point that, it's like, oh, fuck, back off, back off, back off, do something different. Hey, I hate that fucking movie, Kevin.
I didn't hate it that much. Hey, I liked it better than Batman v
Superman.
Critically
speaking,
that is fucking
it's the highestly
bullshit.
Awarded movie that they've ever made. We all
Batman
know that.
Batman v Superman was Harley terrible Quinn? Compared
what?
Comparatively.
Critically speaking?
Well, I just mean that it's won an Oscar.
The Oscar? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? You can't get higher.
Suicide Squad does have an Oscar.
Critically, yeah,
that is
that.
A good point.
Great makeup. Yeah, I mean, look at Killer Croc. What an amazing.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. I don't understand.
What are you fucking
Star
saying?
Star Trek Beyond. Star Trek Beyond came out that same time. And, like, their aliens look so fucking cool.
The original Planet of the Apes practical effects look better than Killer Croc, but I digress. Suicide Squad, terrible movie.
Wait, are you just, like, talking shit on the original Planet of the Apes made, like, 60 years ago?
No, I'm saying that looked better 60 years ago.
All right, you better watch your mouth.
I fucking love the original Planet of the Apes.
I don't know. Cool Greg loves
it. I keep telling Tim that we need to do Planet of the Apes review and do the originals as well, because I would love to see those again.
I love that idea.
But you know what Tim
always says? Suicide Squad is a property.
Suicide Squad is a property.
What does Tim always say? I'm actually curious.
I don't know. I was just gonna make up some bullshit that he doesn't like money. I don't know, views. I wasn't there yet. I was gonna figure it out as I jumped, but we didn't.
I gotta promise you, like, that those don't got the views that we think.
Planet of the Apes, the original? People don't want to go back and watch Charlton Heston. Listen, we've gotten too far off the plot. Suicide Squad.
So where are you at with this game as an idea, right? Like, Suicide Squad as a property over the last few years hasn't necessarily seen the trajectory that they probably that it's not caught the world on fire. It's probably that property has probably seen a trajectory that they didn't want, right? Like, they're expecting Suicide Squad to be the shit by now. And now they have this game that is announced, and it's like, oh, cool, Suicide Squad. None of us really, I'm not going to say none of us, because I'm sure comic fans really love Suicide Squad in the comics.
A lot of people do, yeah.
Suicide Squad doesn't have that pop culture penetration.
Cachet.
That,
yeah,
that cachet.
Yeah. I'm torn on it, and I put up another tweet thread about this today, where I find myself wrestling. It's rare, I feel, and I know this is going to be, it sounds goofy, but if we put aside all the characters and you remember that the Greg Miller you listen to talk about video games is many different things and an actor and entertainer as well, not a good actor, but you know what I mean. I feel this is one of those rare occasions where I feel like I do feel my fanboyism wrestling with video game pundit, critic, whatever the hell I am, aside, my professional side, right? My heart versus my head kind of thing. Because I'm a cauldron of emotions about this, because my first and foremost is like, okay, I've known for a while it's going to be Suicide Squad, like a long time it's going to be Suicide Squad. And to get it today, to get this teaser trailer or poster and look at it, I'm of two minds of it, where number one, fuck yeah, let's go. God damn, I love Rocksteady. Rocksteady has earned all of my faith, all of it. You know what I mean? Like, their Batman trilogy is unrivaled in so many different ways and so amazing, and there's so much love in it, and they clearly get the character, and they clearly get DC, and you know what I mean? Fuck yeah. Rocksteady's amazing. I trust them. I believe in them. I am hyped to see it at FanDome. I was already excited for FanDome in general because I'm a DC dork. I'm excited to see it there. I'm excited to finally get to play it one day. I'm excited to have it and, you know, go crazy with it. But then there is this side of me, the fanboy side of me, that is exactly what you're talking about, Blessing, where it's just like, I've never cared about Suicide Squad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Harley. I do like Harley, but like, I've tried with the comics. Tom Taylor, one of my favorite writers, is writing the Suicide Squad right now. And it's just, or what did it? I think he did. He's still doing, I think, but he might have already finished his run. But like, it was that thing of like, I couldn't get motivated. I picked up issue one and I was like, all right. Like, it's just, the way I put it today on Twitter, right, is like, to look at this and have, I feel my, and granted, I could be totally wrong, the Greg Miller pitch of the game start to solidify really quickly of, cool, the Justice League has lost a fight to a main baddie. Amanda Waller calls in the Suicide Squad, Task Force X. They have to go stop the Justice League. We continually fight them up the ladder till we get to Superman, right? And I imagine we fight him in the Fortress of Solitude. I think it would be awesome if we got to fight Wonder Woman, but she's on Themyscira, so we have to like stealthily infiltrate the island and do this. Batman's in the cave. Like, there's all these cool scenarios I can start setting up and talking about and going for. But the way I describe it is, it's the same as if you told me, hey, Greg, there's a new Ghostbusters game. And I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, tell me about it. And it's like, all right, you play as the ghosts and you go after the Ghostbusters. And I'm like, that's not the fantasy. That's not what I want to do. And I know that I'm talking very specifically for me, Greg Miller, comic book fan, Superman fan. But like that, I feel that this niche is saturated, right? And the way I talked about it today is like, and these are all properties I enjoy in some way, shape, or form, right? But like Injustice, The Boys, the DCEU in general, like I've seen the gritty, dark Superman. I've seen the anti-heroes that we, you know, they're just a bunch of bad guys, but they got to come together and get this job done. And that works in a lot of ways. And again, to be a full stop and have the critic come in, it's going to work here. Rocksteady's Rocksteady. They have done nothing not to have my complete faith in them being able to pull this off. But back to the fan thing, I'm just like, I don't want to. It's going to be a games as a service where I'm going to be King Shark or I'm going to be Deadshot or even Harley. Yeah. Like, I'm just not that. I didn't even buy the Harley skin in Fortnite because that's just not my thing. And I understand that is people's things, and I'm not trying to gatekeep and keep you out of what you want. But it's just like the way I put it today, right, is like, I liked it. So go read my tweets because they're way more elegant than eloquent than I'm putting out right now, right? Of just like, I just feel like I've seen all that darkness before. Like, the game of like, I don't want to hunt the Justice League. I want to be the Justice League. I feel like it's been a shitty year. Maybe I'm just in a dark place, whatever, but I need hope. I want hope. I want fucking Superman. I want Justice League. I want heroes to go be heroes. And maybe it's one of the reasons I keep pointing back to me as if you would know, like, we're playing Avengers later and it's on the PlayStation behind me. Maybe that's one of the reasons I'm so stoked for Avengers, is to be in a comic book world where there are good guys and bad guys, and I'm a definitive good guy and I'm going out and doing this thing. And, you know, even for the storyline that we don't know much about for the Avengers single player stuff of like rebuilding the team and going through all this stuff, like, that's great. And then as the games as a service for Avengers, yeah, like, totally, give me Hawkeye, give me Spider-Man if it's on PlayStation, give me Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, all these different characters, yeah, are going to give me one day to go beat. That's awesome. I'm into that world. Whereas, again, speaking out of my ass, not having seen anything for this game, Suicide Squad, even if it is like, all right, cool, now they're adding the Joker, it's like, all right, like, that's cool if you're a big Joker fan and you want to go do that, but like, what, how, I don't, that doesn't seem like a universe I want to exist in over and over again.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you. Like, I trust Rocksteady as a studio, mm-hmm, and I have faith, mm-hmm, that this is going to come out and be good. Even though this very much strikes me as a direct analog to Crystal Dynamics working on Avengers, and me not totally necessarily at this point not being completely excited about Avengers. Yeah, like, is this what I want from you? I'm looking at it now, and games as a service are so difficult to nail, and so difficult to make play well, and so difficult to really sell to me as a player, right? Sure. And you know, seeing Crystal Dynamics and seeing how they're handling it, and seeing how, for me, I'm not necessarily extremely excited. And looking at Rocksteady as a studio and how good their games have been, and hearing that they're essentially going, okay, let's take Suicide Squad, let's make that type of game. I'm like, all right, I trust y'all because y'all make dope games. But to what you're saying, right, this isn't necessarily what I want from you, but I'm down for the ride. I'm down to see. I think there's cool stuff you can do there, right? Especially because when we're talking about Suicide Squad, I feel like we're talking about an idea that hasn't necessarily seen its best yet. Like, we've gotten, sure, MCU, which is the reason why I think so many people look at Marvel's Avengers and are like, ooh, I don't know about this, because they look like the MCU Avengers. I have my comic Avengers. I've seen Avengers everywhere, right? And there are so many good iterations of Avengers. Suicide Squad, I feel like, doesn't have that same thing. Like, 100%. When we see the Suicide Squad, we're not necessarily going to go, oh man, Deadshot isn't Will Smith. Like, nobody's going to have that reaction to Deadshot. And so, yeah, I think they have more freedom here to be creative and to be, or to own that property and own that idea in a way that with Avengers is kind of more difficult to do.
Yeah, no, 100% is, I think it, I'm not down on the game. I know I am. I'm just not. Usually, like, everybody fucking tweeted this to me today, and I love that. I'm glad you think of me for Superman and DC and video games. But it's just that thing of like, I'd love to come in today and be flipping out and be so like, I'm way, what we know of, even what we know right now with the image, and then just like the WB Montreal is doing a Court of the Owls game, you know, or Nightfall or whatever, or Gotham Knights. Like, I am 1000% more excited for WB Montreal at elevator pitch what we know from the rumors, because yeah, I love Batman and I want to go do that and I want to go exist that world again. And I've seen people on my in response to my tweets, I saw it a little bit in the chat and stuff like this. Well, it's that thing of like, well, you could play both sides, maybe you will be the Justice League. And yeah, no, for sure, they're not going to make a game, I think, where we're just bad guys or we're just anti-heroes. It will be mixed up, and I do think we switch off and there is perspective to it. But even that said, it gets into this interesting thing of, to your point, Blessing, of, right, that's cool. How does that work as a game of service? How is it going to be like, I think Avengers, you know, their rallying cry going forward is going to be characters, right? Like, honestly, like, if you remember when, and I'm talking about games I know most people didn't care about, but it's interesting in terms of the news, right? What I'm going to make as a point. Remember when Disney or when Marvel Games, the label, started up. And it was like, oh, cool, they're making all these games. And then they squashed Marvel Heroes and it went away. Gazillion just, they were done with that, right? And it was part of the Disney, obviously, purchase as well. When that happened, it was like, oh, man, fuck, why? Like, you don't have anything else. Now that we're here and we're playing Marvel's Avengers, it's like, oh, this is why. Like, this is a way more intimate Marvel's Heroes where it's down there and I'm beating the shit out of things and I'm picking up pieces of gear that I put on my character that I don't see because I'm in my character, but I'm stoked to be running around as Captain America or whoever, right? Like, that's what Marvel Heroes was, and I think you get in here and you squash that and you go and you understand it. If the roster going forward is going to be the things for Avengers like it was in Marvel Heroes, how does that work for a Suicide Squad game? Is it going to be Suicide Squad murders the Justice League or Suicide Squad kill thing? I honestly think Suicide Squad versus the Justice League would be a way more interesting title. Now, did Batman v Superman totally fucking... nuke the bridge there and you can't use that anymore? Maybe, but I think that would give you a more interesting concept of it in a way that, okay, cool, they're going to add people as they go, but it's going to be, we're adding in heroes, we're going to be doing these things. But then again, what is the ongoing threat? Like, I'm spinning my wheels because obviously, again, I trust Rocksteady as developers. I trust the writers that they bring on to do these games. I'm sure it's similar to when we were, oh man, what's the Division 2 going to be about? And I was like, oh, it's going to be set in London. And people are like, oh, you idiot. The Division's an American branch of them. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's no writer in the world who could figure out why the Division's in London, right? Like, clearly, any writer can give you a reason as to what's happening and why the Suicide Squad and Justice League are teaming up and going. But I just need to see more of it and see that. Like, right? Like, seeing a crosshair on Superman's head, and I was like, all right, well. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? I would much rather have it be Justice League versus Brainiac or do something for it. But again, this is the fanboy side of me. The critic side of me is Rocksteady's never done me wrong. I have no reason not to trust Rocksteady. I'm stoked about this and I can't wait.
We'll see more.
I do have a question for you though from the nanobiologist. You ready, Bless?
Sure.
Nano writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and says, what could the sale of WB Game Studios mean for the future of the Suicide Squad game? Will people buy into it even if it means that their game may be shut down in a year or two once Rocksteady gets sold off? Additionally, am I the only one that feels like this and the WB Montreal games are being sent off to die to just make some extra money back before sales go through and these studios can no longer work on DC licenses until new deals are struck? An interesting one, Bless. Of course, this has been a rumor for a while, right, that they're trying to offload WB games. There was conversations about maybe Microsoft buying them, maybe Activision buying them. What do you think that a sale there or the rumor of a sale would affect people's willingness to jump into this game?
People's willingness to jump into it, I don't think so. I don't think this is, like, in terms of gaming audiences and what gaming audiences pay attention to and the percentage of us that are tuned into what's happening with the sale of WB games, like, the 98-99% of the audience doesn't know and doesn't really care, right? I don't think that's necessarily going to affect how many people show up to actually buy a WB game or a WB Suicide Squad game. In terms of how that plays out for the game itself, I think is a bigger conversation because for WB Montreal's Batman game, if that game is a one and done single player game, depending on how deals pan out there, I don't necessarily see it being as much of an issue with that game, right? Since it's one and done. With a games as a service Suicide Squad game, I have way more questions because right now, right, for games as a service, a big conversation that comes into greenlighting that and making that game a thing is, all right, what does this game look like post-launch? What are the numbers for this game post-launch? Yeah. How much does this game make for us a year down the line, two years down the line? And if WB Games gets sold off and like that conversation doesn't necessarily have as much impact for the parent company, then what does that mean for the game, right? If Microsoft now owns WB, what is Microsoft's vision for the future of a Suicide Squad game? Or if it's EA, like, what is EA's vision for the future of a Suicide Squad game?
Yeah,
I'm sure these different publishers are going to want to monetize differently and would want to change things there to line up with how their vision goes with other games, right? Like, I'm sure if EA was to buy WB Games, EA would try to figure out a way to be like, all right, how do we make this more akin to Apex, or how do we make this more akin to FIFA? Unless like they have a formula there that already works for Suicide Squad that makes it even more profitable than those games already, but that's kind of a hard thing to imagine. But yeah, like I'm very curious on how that goes for that game in particular.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I'm with you that I think the amount of people who understand what would be possibly coming or coming with it wouldn't stop them from buying the game. I just think there'd be a higher chance of us having a Marvel Hero situation where people did buy into it and you know, are enjoying it, and then because not even because of EA, Microsoft, company X, publisher X coming in and buying them and being like, we're shutting this down because it doesn't make enough money. More of the fact of licensing and contracts, and I have no idea what that looks like, right? Because that's what we've always talked about with this thing. If somebody did buy WB Games and they did get those studios, they don't necessarily get, they don't get the IPs, right? Like, it's not like Rocksteady owns Batman, WB owns Batman. So you're, let's say you're separating them apart. What is the contract? How does that work? There's a whole new set of negotiations. Yeah. Where would something like this, that, to your point, and again, based on the rumor that it's a game as a service, if that those are meant to have long tails for years, right? Yeah, what does that do to it? Where does that cut off? How do you share profits? How do you understand how to get in there?
How desirable is the idea of licensing a partnership for a games as a service if you're Microsoft or your EA or your Activision? Like, that doesn't sound like a thing that you necessarily want to do, I don't think.
No.
Unless it's like very profitable, unless you get a great deal on it. But,
totally. To your question about them being set off to die, I don't think that's what's happening. I think clearly this is what they were planning to do. Like, again, it went through earlier when we were talking, we got sidetracked obviously by this, but we're talking about why announce it now? Why announce it this way? It's because, like, and I don't mean this to be offensive at all. It's just I'm old and I've been doing this too long. It's all marketing. Like, we all need, this isn't me like trying to shake you or say you're naive or anything like that, but it's like, this is all marketing. These are all marketing beats. Why did it happen today? Because they also put out the guest panel list today, right? Where it's like this giant scrolling thing of names that has Jeff Keighley on there and Dwayne Johnson and Ed Boon. And it's like, they're trying to make DC fandom a fucking thing, which means that they want to have these hits that are telling you why to come and talking to every dimension of the audience, of the DC audience, right? So as somebody who is like fucking embedded in the DC universe and loves DC comics, right? Tom Taylor teasing his Injustice stuff, like he's been doing the Injustice Year Zero stuff. James Gunn the other day putting up, hey, here's what the Suicide Squad title card treatment looks like. And it's this yellow, it's this like Hulkamania yellow and red thing. Today, here's the Suicide Squad game. Hey, if you're a movie fan, here's the list of stars that are going to be at this thing, teasing their movies, talking about their movies, talking about what's going on. Like, they're trying to make this a deal, and it's a giant thing. It's the exact same thing I'm talking to you guys about with Avengers this week, where we're like, man, the hits keep coming and they're all PlayStation exclusives. And it's like, yes, because on Friday, if you pre-ordered the PlayStation version, you can play the beta. So yeah, it's a full court press to make you understand that PlayStation's the best. Spider-Man, more content, like in the previews on Wednesday, like, it's a cycle. It's how our industry works of hype and marketing. And this is Batman and Suicide Squad, for Suicide Squad, sorry, is just the latest example of it to push you all to know that August 22nd is DC Fandom and you can't ignore it. I don't like the idea of it being 24 hours, though. I'm like, stay awake at a 3 p.m. panel or 3 a.m. panel.
I hope they tell us exactly when they do this, because I don't want to be... I'd like to react to this. Like, I really want to see totally. What this
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll give you for sure. I think it'll be an actual panel or whatever. And I assume that's what Jeff's hosting. I digress. We've spent 39 minutes on this. I apologize. Yeah. You know, on the underside, honestly, for a DC comic story with Greg, but whatever. Number two on the Roper Report, looks like we have our Call of Duty announcement date incoming over on Twitter. Charlie Intel, the Call of Duty news site, posted an image of a crate they received that says, this just arrived from Activision, quote, do not open this crate until August 10th at noon Eastern. If you go down to the next one, it says, there is a small letter that came with the box that says we have to send a text to a number on Monday, August 10th, to get the code to unlock the box. The mystery continues. If you look at it, it is a giant black crate with a locker combination lock on it. So it would look like probably what, noon or maybe 11:30 on Monday, August 10th. You're going to get some information there about what Call of Duty is outside of the rumors that are coming off of Dorito leaks.
Exciting.
Greg, this is open, right? Like, these people opened it already, right?
I don't think so, but I mean, I would.
Yeah, right?
Remember,
you would find a way.
We bashed the shit out of
box. We smashed the shit out of a lockbox.
We bashed it real good.
That's why they don't send us them no more. They know we bad boys.
Yeah, we'll bash it good.
I couldn't imagine trying to like open and bash this thing, because like
it's
Call of Duty, right? Like, how badly do I want to know what the next Call of Duty is? We know, like, it's Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, and so like,
this is, I'll wait. This, again, this also speaks straight to marketing of, I'm sure that they signed an NDA slash, hey, we're going to send you this crate, but you can't open it ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, no problem. Yeah. Because me and Kevin, I think we still have that Tomb Raider crowbar around here. We'd be in there in 2 seconds.
No, it was another game. But yeah, we definitely got it. No, and no. I own a big old crowbar, too. I own one of them 3-foot crowbars. So we'll break
the
it.
The one I'm thinking of definitely was a Tomb Raider crowbar because it came right, with a Tomb Raider crate.
I'm sure.
I am. Yeah. Thank you very much for admitting it.
You are. I'm admitting it.
All right, then. Good. We're friends. I'm glad.
It's I hit you up last weekend.
That was real.
I hit
I was hiking.
Last weekend.
I got dragged on a hike.
And then you never hit me up. You didn't play Avengers afterwards? Come on, Greg. You're Greg fucking Miller. All right.
I didn't. There was a whole thing where the zip car didn't work anymore. And then there was a whole thing about waiting for the zip car.
Wait, why are you getting a zip car?
Kevin, are you playing today with us?
I wasn't invited. I was kind of explicitly told they don't want me there. Tim did it.
Kevin, do you want MySpace?
Do you not want to play?
Yeah,
no, I want to
like
play.
It.
Oh, you don't like it.
Well,
that's right.
I also don't really like it that much.
Did you get through the intro stuff, though, Kev? Because you can't jump right in. So
Okay, you're being real rude.
I also got to sign a lease.
You're being real rude.
And they want me to do it.
Oh, yeah?
You got that place.
You got that place.
Yeah, it seems like.
Wow, what a big
that's
day
exciting.
For everybody.
Yeah, very excited about it.
I'm going to try to get more news in here. Number three, xCloud not being on iOS is totally Apple's fault. This is Nick Stat over at The Verge. Obviously, yesterday, Imran and Tim talked about this. They had a little bit of a statement from Microsoft. Since then, there's been more clarification that, yes, it's Apple that fucking sucks. Cloud gaming is shaping up to have a big moment on mobile starting next month with the launch of Microsoft's xCloud service. But iOS users are getting left out. And now we know exactly why. Apple won't allow these products because of strict App Store guidelines that make cloud services like xCloud and its competitor, Google Stadia, effectively impossible to operate on iPhone. We already knew that there was some issue, likely App Store related, as to why Stadia wasn't available for Apple devices and why Microsoft's service would likely face a similar fate. It seemed even more likely that xCloud's fate on iOS was sealed yesterday when Microsoft cut off iOS testing for the xCloud app well ahead of its September 15th launch date on Android. NVIDIA's GeForce Now service is also similarly Android-only when it comes to phones, even though that platform technically lets you access titles you already own. But Apple has finally come out and said, in a statement to Business Insider, that these kinds of cloud services are in violation of App Store guidelines and cannot, in their current forms, ever exist on iOS. The primary reason? They offer access to apps Apple can't individually review. Here's the official statement from Apple. The App Store was created to be a safe and trusted space, no place, I'm sorry, for customers to discover and download apps, and a great business opportunity for all developers. Before they go on our store, all apps are reviewed against the same set of guidelines that are intended to protect customers and provide a fair and level playing field to developers. Our customers enjoy great apps and games from millions of developers, and gaming services can absolutely launch on the App Store as long as they follow the same set of guidelines applicable to all developers, including submitting games individually for review and appearing in charts and search. In addition to the App Store, developers can choose to reach all iPhone and iPad users over the web through Safari and other browsers in the App Store. Back in March, Bloomberg reported Apple offering a very similar justification when questioned about potential antitrust issues related to Apple Arcade's game subscription service, which the company operates despite the headaches its competitors face trying to do the same. Microsoft, in a new statement given to The Verge on Thursday, says it could not find a solution in bringing xCloud to iOS via the App Store, and it now pins the blame solely on Apple. It says Apple stands alone in denying customers the benefits of cloud gaming by and that it, quote, consistently treats gaming apps differently by applying more lenient rules to non-gaming apps. The company adds that it plans to continue looking for a way to bring cloud gaming and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate to iOS devices. Here's the full statement. Our testing period for the Project xCloud preview app for iOS is expired. Unfortunately, we do not have a path to bring our vision of cloud gaming with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate to gamers on iOS via the Apple App Store. Apple stands alone as the only general-purpose platform to deny customers from cloud gaming and game subscription services like Xbox Game Pass, and it consistently treats gaming apps differently, applying more lenient rules to non-gaming apps even when they include interactive content. All games available in the Xbox Game Pass catalog are rated for content by independent industry ratings body such as the ESRB and regional equivalents. We are committed to finding a path to bring cloud gaming with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate to the iOS platform. We believe that the customer should be at the heart of the gaming experience, and gamers tell us they want to play, connect, and share anywhere, no matter where they are. We agree. The key bit in Apple's statement is, quote, including submitting games individually for review and appearing in charts and search. The way Stadia works today and the way xCloud will work next month is that you pay access for the service itself, and that service then allows you to pay or access free games on the cloud. Those games are not stored on a local device in your home, unlike the Apple-approved Valve Link, Steam Link, although Valve had its own set of problems with WoW. Apple doesn't know what you're buying or playing on its devices because it can't review them beforehand. It also doesn't see any revenue from these services. Ding, 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 ding on why they really fucking hate it. If they're simply allowing you to access subscription services you already pay for, which was the crux of a big showdown between Apple and Basecamp. Apple is pretty explicit about this. It goes on and they put in their whole thing, but basically in other words, unless it's a full remote desktop app, a cloud gaming service is not allowed as these guidelines are written today. Even though very narrowly tailored LAN services like Steam Link and Sony's PS4 Remote Play are. Blessing, it's a long list there to say Apple fucking fucked this up. God damn it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit in there. And like them talking about how like essentially saying that, oh yeah, we don't want to allow this third party thing in order to, that'll let people play apps that we then can't verify to make sure they're safe, blah, 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 blah. Like, cool. Like, we get it. It's Microsoft. Like, you don't like, and I'm not going to say, you know, but Microsoft is a trusted company in terms of the type of software they're allowing to be played. Right. Especially if it's if it's through streaming, it's not like they're installing shit in your phone, right? But you're installing the Microsoft app and then you're streaming shit through that. And so, yeah, like we kind of all know what this is. And I go for it.
As always, it comes down to money. You know what I mean? Like, it's a money thing for them. And again, they're a business, you know, so I understand, you know, I got not in an argument, but a conversation yesterday on Twitter about like, I had already, before this even happened, I was like, this is clearly on Apple. It reminds me so much of Comixology, because Comixology, the app, you used to be able to buy your books through the app and not have to go to the website. Then one day you couldn't because Apple was like, hey, we want 30% of every fucking comic book you sell. And Comixology's like, fuck no. So they put it all on the web and couldn't do it that way. It's the same thing here, right? Where I think this is much more about Apple Arcade of like, hey, we have our own game services, so let's not make it easy for you, Microsoft, to do this. And then you start seeing these other ones that are getting around it by the remote playing thing. I think they understand that that's not as big a threat.
Yeah, no, it's not as big of a direct threat. Correct.
Yeah, and so it just sucks. You know what I mean? Because like go ahead.
How long do you think this lasts? Like, how long do you think before Apple's like, all right, you know, we'll let you guys do it because so many people are mad about it?
It's interesting because as an Apple user, right, as an iPhone user, when I did both my Stadia and xCloud demos at E3 2019, this was my question for both Stadia and xCloud representatives of like, this is all great. I have an iPhone and an iPad. Where are we at with that? Are you there? And Stadia, I distinctly remember saying, yeah, we're having those conversations and it's going to be fine. It's not going to be launched, but it'll probably be a little bit after launch. We are here now, coming up near, I'm being generous, but coming up on a year for the Stadia's launch, right? You cannot use your iPhone this way. Obviously, Xbox going through this. I feel like there must have been a conversation going towards it that they were having that just fell apart. And I don't know if it was Apple stringing them along, somebody up above them, yada, 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 whatever it is, or maybe just wrapping their heads around it. To your point, I don't know, because this is such a thing of, I think this fucking sucks. Yesterday, like, what did I? And so, but what can I do? I tweeted about how I think this is a terrible decision, right? And then I canceled my Apple Arcade, and it's like, all right, that's $5 they're not getting, and like, you know what I mean? Like, that's you hope that you vote with your wallet, and these little things happen, and enough people are like, yeah, you know what? That's how I do it too. Blah 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 blah. But to flip it back, right? Like, I still love the device for a whole bunch of other reasons. I still like, I use a Mac now too as a computer, mainly because it makes my job so easy. In the fact that, guess what? Like, I would say between DMs and Twitter DMs, emails, Slack, and then text messages, right? Like, right behind, probably text messages is the main way I get business done. And it was fucking killing me to be on a show and have to pull out my phone, or be working on an email and then have my phone vibrate and then get caught into a conversation and text it out there. Like, this is a quality of life thing that I'm doing. And as I use it as a business thing, like, I don't want to, and it's also this interesting thing of, I don't want to, I would love to be like, that's it. This is a dumb decision. I'm leaving the Apple ecosystem. I'm not because I don't use the Apple ecosystem for this. If the shoe was on the other foot and PlayStation was getting ready to launch PlayStation Cloud and it was going to be this amazing thing, and I, you know, because I'm obviously so invested in the PlayStation ecosystem, I wonder if it would send me one way or the other. Like, I do have an Android phone that I got with Stadia to do that. So when I do go on the road eventually one day when you can, if there is something I want to play on xCloud, I can toss it in the bag. We know they're working on a PC app for xCloud, so I could always do that. I mean, I have a Mac, so maybe not. Like, it's a shitty decision right now, and I don't think there's enough heat to make Apple back down on it.
Yeah. Kind of hate to see it. Like, this seems like such an arbitrary, like, yeah, we don't want them on our service because we just don't want them on our service kind of thing. And I get it because it's competition, but this kind of goes back to our anti-consumer conversation that we've been having this week in regards to PlayStation. Like, this is very much more of a case of, all right, you want to talk about anti-consumer, like, this is it.
And this was the conversation I got into on Twitter where, and again, I'm going to be hyperbolic here, but the person, I forget his name, was being respectful. This wasn't like an argument. And I know Twitter always looks like an argument. I even followed up with one of my own tweets of like, heads up too, I'm not being a dick. I'm just trying to get everything into 280 characters, which makes me be very concise. But his thing was like, you're mad about this, but you're not mad about Xbox users not getting Spider-Man. And I was like, well, this isn't the same because Xbox users are getting Avengers. You're not getting add-on content later on down the line. Like, you know, there is the Samsung deal, right, where xCloud is better on Samsung or whatever, that thing they just announced. Mm-hmm. You can still get xCloud on other Android platforms. This is Apple specifically saying, no, you're not getting this over here. Them gatekeeping someone else out that are trying to offer a service that is on other devices. And I think you can apply it in it's an interesting conversation because I'm sure it's what we've talked about before of like, yeah, Switch wouldn't be fucking down with this. Switch doesn't want xCloud on there. Oh, cool. I can buy a Switch, sign up for this, and then never buy a third-party game on the Switch again because maybe they're on a Game Pass. Like, I'm sure Nintendo will be like, no, that's a fucking stupid thing. But, like, again, I can't buy most Xbox game. I can't buy fucking Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas on my iPhone and play it natively, right? Yeah. Like, I can only get it through this, so why not just allow me to do this? But again, I think they're within their rights. I just think they're being a bunch of dicks about it. And I hope people are loud enough to do it. But I mean, maybe I'm even talking about being, you know, it's not a backbreaker for me in terms of what I actually buy and where I spend my money, right? Like, next iPhone that come around, I'll buy it again because I like iPhones more than I like Androids. But like, if these decisions kept adding up, I guess. I don't know. It's what we all have to do.
For me, I think it comes down to how xCloud does when it's finally here. Like, how many people use xCloud? How much do people love xCloud? How much people are fighting for it? Like, if xCloud comes out and it takes off truly, I think Apple might be encouraged to put it on their platform because everybody else has it.
And I hope that it is just that if people keep saying how dumb this is and behind the scenes Microsoft keeps working with Apple on it, that there can be a peace between these two, right? Like, they can figure it out, and I'm sure it will cost money, but it's also that thing of how much is Xbox making? How much are they losing by not being there? There's a million different things to this. And can they not, I don't know this, can they not figure out a way to make xCloud work through Google Chrome on my iPhone? Like, is that not possible? I feel like that's something you could get to eventually. I feel like there's some engineer over there cracking.
Kevin, does that sound possible? That sounds like a Kevin question. Because I have Android, the superior platform.
Yeah, they'll figure that out for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Are you feeling sick from the bad cream cheese yet?
I don't know, man. I'm scared.
Okay.
Because, like, Paul made me another bagel, and this had cream cheese that didn't expire until October. Mm-hmm. But the texture wasn't right. And October's
really... Yeah, because now you're in your head about it.
Really far away for cream cheese, you know what I mean? Like, October. It's August.
You're talking about the upcoming October, right? Not last October.
Great point.
No, I mean, like, I didn't fucking see the day, the year. God damn, I'm going to go check the trash. I'll see you guys.
Number four on the Roper Report, Doom Eternal is getting a campaign expansion. This is from Jeff Keighley over on Twitter. Kevin, if you're not in the trash, if you could throw this link up, it'd be great. Don't miss the world premiere of The Ancient Gods Part 1, the new campaign expansion of Doom Eternal during Gamescom opening night live, streaming live on August 27th. Hashtag Summer Game Fest. If you're a visual listener, you can see there. It's an ancient god, looks like, coming after the Doom Slayer there. So that's going. You gonna play that? You gonna play that, Bless?
Probably not. No,
all right.
Like
at
this point, I think I've kind of decided that if you're going to put out DLC, you got to make it really exciting for me to get interested. Like, I'm not just going to play any DLC because
sure, you got things to do.
especially with Doom Eternal, like that game has a ramp up in difficulty. And if this DLC comes out and they're like, all right, yeah, this is as
jump
difficult.
Right back in.
As, yeah. Jump right back in. This is as difficult as the ending of the game. I'm going to be like, nope, because I do not have the muscle memory anymore.
Understandable. Again, August 27th, there, opening night live for Gamescom. Going to be interesting to see how big that is. Like, we all start turning our eyes for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X announcements there. You know, are they going to announce the price there? Could Jeff Keighley also bring peace there where we find out worldwide release dates and prices? Probably not, but we'll find out.
I can see the Xbox price there.
I could see Xbox. I could see Xbox doing it too, yeah. Number five, Final Fantasy VII Remake has sold 5 million units. This is Richard Wakeling at GameSpot. Square Enix has announced that Final Fantasy VII Remake has shipped and sold over 5 million copies worldwide since its release on April 10th. This figure includes both digital sales and shipments to retailers. This is, of course, timed exclusive. Coming to stuff later. That expires, what, in April? Yeah, platforms in April next year. The second part is in full development, so on and so forth. It's on sale right now in the PlayStation Store. Just a heads up on that it did well. Shocking no one.
Congratulations.
Blessing, still your game of the year.
Man, that Persona 5 Royal, man. Yeah,
there it is. There it is.
Man, 90-something hours into it, and I'm about to hit the new content, and I'm very excited.
And then number six on the Roper Report, rounding out this thing. I'm just going to tell you the beats of this one. You can look into it because we're running late, and it's one of those interesting ones. And I'm going to screw this up. Is it Eon Must Die? Is that how I pronounce that one?
Yep, you nailed it. That's it.
I would have said Aeon, but Aeon.
No, I think that's
good.
Not. You're definitely always trust yourself.
Sure,
not
got it right. I was just
Aeon Must Die. Of course, was revealed yesterday at the PlayStation State of Play. But there's drama behind it. James Batchelor, GamesIndustry.biz says a group of people purporting to be the developers behind the upcoming indie game Aeon Must Die claimed the game was stolen from them by their employer. Aeon Must Die is in development from Limestone Games and will be published by Focus Home Interactive for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. It was featured in last night's State of Play. Ahead of its latest trailer, a public Dropbox containing materials from the developers appeared online, which features serious accusations against Limestone. The group claims that the team who actually made the game was forced to leave Limestone due to, quote, unbearable work conditions and endless crunch, harassment, abuse, corruption, and manipulation, end quote. Like I said, there's more to this story. It's up there. It's interesting how they went on the website and got a link to go to it, too. So yeah, there's a developing story out of there. I don't want to spend, obviously, because we're running late, I want to make sure we get the rest of the stuff in for the show. But of course, if you want to look into this, look into it. It's one side of the story right now. We'll see what other people
say. Did you see Focus Home Interactive put out a statement?
There's a second side of the story. No, I didn't see that. What did they say?
Yeah, so they tweeted this 3 hours ago. They said, our statement regarding Limestone Games and Aeon Must Die.
Did I say die wrong, too? It's day. Aeon Must Day.
Aeon Must Day. Focus Home Interactive has always praised and supported all our partner studios and developers who compose the creative teams. We pride ourselves on treating our employees and third-party developers fairly and respectfully, and this will not change. Focus Home Interactive was informed of serious allegations raised by some of the developers at Limestone who have worked on the creation of the video game Aeon Must Die. These grievances are directed at Limestone, their direct employer. As the publisher of this game, Focus is carefully looking into these allegations and will draw the necessary conclusions if they are proved to be well-founded, and then take all appropriate measures. No further comment will be shared until we have a clear and complete view on this matter. So the publisher is looking into it, seems like.
Hey, good on them. I've never published a game, but I know that, like, from what I do understand, you're not embedded in the company to understand what's going on. So figure that out and see what's up. But yeah, it's a pretty shitty story, obviously, after this game gets announced and then they're talking about IP theft and shit.
Yeah, at a PlayStation State of Play, like, that kind of sucks for everybody involved, right? Like, even especially if you're focused, maybe not especially, I think especially if you're the people who got screwed over at Limestone. But like, if you're Focus Home Interactive and you're like, oh yeah, this game looks awesome, let's publish it. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's promote it. Oh, PlayStation's. We hit a PlayStation. We got a deal. We're showing this off at the State of Play. And then right after you show the game, everything blows up on Twitter. And you realize that, like, this developer that you've hired or this developer that you've partnered with is actually kind of shitty. You're like, exactly. Oh, man, that sucks.
That's it for the Roper Report. But before I ask anything about the list, let me tell you about our sponsor. It's Hims. 4hims.com is all about men's wellness. Need help with hair loss, erectile dysfunction, or have a cold? Interested in mental health or COVID-19 home tests? Hims is here for you. They have, we all have issues that we're uncomfortable with, and sometimes going to a doctor can be a challenge. Just remember, your problems are normal and treatable. We've told the same story many times before. Andy and Nick wanted to get their hair solutions solved. So they went hims.com, forhims.com. And now they have the best hair in the company, which I don't agree with, but I know Blessing put that in there, so whatever. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age 35. And if you want to prevent hair loss, you need to get going while you can. Thanks to science, but hair loss can be optional. Hims connects you with FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss, and they have thousands of happy customers loving their results. If approved, products will be shipped directly to your door in a discreet packaging. Again, yeah, you just go to forhims.com, you put in all the information. If a doctor, you get a doctor's appointment, they talk to you. If they say it's right, they send you some medicine. All is well that ends well. Today, Hims is giving you the best offer yet. If you're not happy with your results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund. And right now, our listeners can get their very first visit absolutely free. Go to forhims.com/gamesdaily. That's forhims.com/gamesdaily. Full refund of price paid is available for the first 90 days supply. Refund requests must be made between 90 and 180 days after the product shipment is delivered. Prescription products require an online consultation with a medical professional who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See the website for full details and safety information. Blessing.
Greg.
I'm excited to go to forhims.com/gamesdaily and read the important safety information. But my time to do that is still so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grop shops, where would I go?
You go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Never gonna die from cream cheese. Out today, Horizon Zero Dawn on PC.
Why would you say that? What would you, that's a general, that, I'm, that's a concern.
Because once I say it, it won't really happen. Swim Sanity exactly. On Xbox One, PC, and Switch. Rogue Cube on Switch. Fast and Furious Crossroads, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. We've been begging for codes and we still haven't gotten them, so Tim's like, I'm just gonna buy it. Hard Cube, Xbox One. Warrior Orb on Xbox One. City Bus Driving Simulator on Switch, and Wordify on Switch. New dates for you. Game of Thrones. Actually, this is an out. I screwed this up. Sorry. Out right now, Game of Thrones, Tale of Crows is on Apple Arcade. Then new dates for you. Next Tuesday, August 11th, the Los Santos Summer Special arrives, delivering GTA Online players a variety of new activities, including co-op missions, launch from player-owned Galaxy Superyachts, business battles in unexpected locations, and adversary modes taking place in Diamond Casino and Resort, all in time for everyone's favorite season. Then, like we said, there was a PlayStation State of Play yesterday. Not really newsworthy, didn't get its own Roper Report thing, but Star Wars Vader Immortal is coming out August 25th, 2020. Hitman, the trilogy, is coming to PlayStation VR in January. Spelunky 2 is coming out September 15th, 2020. Braid Anniversary Edition is coming out in early 2021. Controls AWE DLC comes out August 27th. And then the big one that Cool Greg has been waiting for, Auto Chess, is coming out October 31st, 2020. Blessing.
Greg.
We ask people watching the show who want to play video games with each other to go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, give us their name, username, platform of choice for a segment we call Squad Up. We read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, Jordan needs help on the PlayStation 4. Jordan's PSN name is Jordan Deeb 28. That's JordanDeeb 28. All one word there. In your best Nick Fury impression. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, how does, I guess that, what, Samuel Jackson?
Put a cigar
Jackson?
In your mouth. Cover one of your eyes.
Just give us a good motherfucker, you know?
No. Like, they're talking 616, Nick Fury.
I can't do it. I'm not even.
I'm thinking that. MCU, Nick Fury.
Yeah, and even that, I just can't do a Samuel L. Jackson one. You know what I mean?
I'm tired of these goddamn snakes on this goddamn plane.
Yeah, that just sounded like that sounded like Smiling Blessing Jr. That was just you grinning, saying snakes on a plane. That was not an impression at all.
He got eaten.
You were so fucking happy.
I wasn't tired of the snakes at all. I was very excited about the snakes.
Anyways, best friends, I'd like to talk to you about the beta initiative. As we all know, Marvel's Avengers beta starts today for those who pre-ordered on the PS4. And I need some friends, or best friends, to come help me kick some aim ass. I'm on the East Coast and I am working today, but tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and for most of the weekend, I will be free to play this beta. I invite any KFBFs to message me on Twitter. Oh, this is his Twitter? Oh, no, it isn't. To arrange times, get into groups of four, and go through this beta with me. My Twitter is @Jordan_Deeb. I hope everyone has a fun weekend with the beta. And for those who didn't pre-order, this offer will still be there next week when the beta opens up for everyone on PS4. I love you all, 3,000.
No.
Oh. If you want to play some Avengers with Jordan, go ahead. If you want to watch us play it, remember 2 p.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, Sunday probably on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Time for You're Wrong. This is where people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screwed up and set the record straight for everybody watching later. Donovan Lawrence writes in and says, with your regards to Kevin, Greg, you said plantology. That's just called botany. Thank you.
Same thing, though.
I mean, you understood. You know what I mean?
Kebabs writes in with a you're wrong. Says controls eight. No, I'm going to you're wrong his you're wrong because I'm tired of this, Greg. I'm tired of Kebabs and nanobiologists. That's why I'm bringing him into this, too. I'm
tired of them writing nanobiologists so bad.
I want him to meet me in the streets. Kebabs says controls AWE DLC stands for Alan Wake expansion. It does not. It stands for Altered World something.
Event.
Boom. And there you go. Bitch.
And that's the thing. And they call it the AWE DLC. So, like, you know, here's that thing is like, that's not, we weren't wrong about that. You just want us to give you more information about that. And this isn't fucking Wikipedia with hyperlinked things for you to click on and learn more. All right. There are no footnotes here, just Kevin's. Oh, here we go. Arvel says, how is nobody talking about Xbox?
Wait, no, there we go. Hey, look
there's the Kevin's. Thank you. Arvel says, how is nobody talking about Xbox deleting its 12-month lot? It's 12-month Xbox Live is forcing you to buy a monthly or tri-monthly. Arvel, we did talk about that on this show. You're just a fake fan, apparently. That was
fake-ass fan.
And I'm sorry to do that to you. You also brought the flu to that meet and greet that one time.
Oh,
that's why
shit.
You can't trust that anymore. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, I like Arvel a lot. We had a great time.
We love Arvel. No, this Arvel knows we're joking. Remember, the highest Greg Miller compliment he can give you is to mock you. He did bring it was a very bad decision to be in the hospital
joke.
On a fucking Saturday and come to a meet and greet on a Sunday. That was not
hey,
a
man,
good
he
move.
Got better and so did all of us. You know what I mean? Build our immune system up.
I do want to see nanobiologists in the streets. I do want to make that clear.
Don't do that. Like, Kevin said that before, and then he fights people and hurts them, and then when
well, no,
a
I'm not talking
lawsuit,
about fighting. I'm not talking about I want to have a barbecue.
Earlier,
I want to hang
you said
out.
You wanted to fight.
Time.
Did I mean, say fight? I'll fight anyone. You
fight,
want to
fight
someone?
That's just
ladies
slang,
and gentlemen,
you know?
That's your final Kind of Funny Games Daily for this week. But the show doesn't end. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames for the post show. I believe, we're handing it over. So you get to hear Boss Baby himself, Barrett Courtney, talk a little bit about Suicide Squad, I'm sure, over there as well. Your hosts for next week look like this. Monday, it's Blessing and Tim. Tuesday, it's Blessing and Imran. Wednesday, it's Greg and Gary Whitta. Thursday, Blessing and Greg. And then Friday, myself, Greg Miller, and Ree from What's Good Games. There you go. An announcement. Of excitement, right? Am I right, Bless?
No, you're right. I'm very excited for that one.
Good. All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. You know it. You love it. We love you. Remember twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Avengers later today. Later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Just like this show is on podcast services around the globe. You know what I meant there. Like it, rate it, share it. Share it with your friends. Do that thing. Thumbs it up. You know what I mean? Delete your Apple Arcade and then send them a message being like, hey, motherfuckers, xCloud. Until next time.